I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
JP's making a statistical case here, and I can say statistical case here eventually. He's making a statistical case about his concern about Nick Chubb, and I kind of think one of the few nice things about kind of not having expectations to win every single game anymore is I think it allows you time to truly evaluate Nick Chubb. And I think given that the O-line ain't great, given that I still think some of the concepts that they're trying to remember, like some of the new running concepts are things like the run fits, kind of are new to Nick Chubb as well because they blocked a certain sort of way under Bill Callahan for 4 years.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of new. He's coming off a major injury. And at some point going forward in the final eight games, you need to see it. I just don't think we're there yet. And I think we're...
No, but I'm happy you're at least acknowledging that you haven't seen it. I'm happy that you're at least acknowledging... Because I feel like a lot of Browns fans are like, oh, Nick Chubb looked great. How about that explosive... Check notes, 10-yard run. You know
11,
what I mean?
Give him the 11th yard.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of felt very... Like, did we watch the same thing? Are we watching the same thing? 2.7 yards? Are we watching the same thing? And Jerome Ford, by the way, 5.2 yards per carry this year. Like, if we're talking about evaluating things, if those carries are going to Nick Chubb that aren't going to Jerome Ford, who had two carries yesterday, I don't know. Are we really evaluating the way we need to be evaluating?
216-474-0092. Let's get to Jim in Strongsville. What's up, buddy? What you got for us?
Nick, when did you start hosting this with Paul D. Podesta over there? Listen, keep your baseball nerd stats in
Jim,
baseball.
We bring the simplest stats of
Nick
all
Chubb
time.
Squat your house. Nick Chubb squat your whole house. You keep his name out of your mouth.
If he could squat him and move it 4 yards a carry, I'd give him the world. But he can't.
He's not going anywhere. Who cares? You got a bone to pick with Nick Chubb. Leave the guy alone. He's a saint. He's done nothing but been great to this city. But you got this bone. You want to grind on the guy? Leave him alone, or I'll send him over to your house and squat your house.
Phrasing, Jim. We appreciate you.
So aggressive.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to get a lot of not aggressive here, fella.
So aggressive.
Like, I'll let you choose.
Wait. No, can we at least just acknowledge? This is wild to me, by the way. This is. I understand Nick Chubb got carte blanche in this world, especially for Browns fans, but we're just going to let him average 2.7 yards a game and yards a carry, excuse me, and be basically useless in the NFL world until the season's over? We're just gonna do that?
Yeah. Yep. Yes, we are.
In between the break, I looked up rushing numbers and yards per attempt, and I'm not D. Podesta here. This is very simple, common things. You know what 2.7 would put him as?
What's that?
There are 46 qualified rushers in pro football right now. That would put him below 46.
All right, is he qualified?
46th is 2.9.
Is he qualified?
He's not qualified. Okay. That's why there's only 46. He is not qualified.
Let's get him qualified then. I'll let you choose it.
This is
choose your own adventure. We got time for one more
call.
What
a sad state of affair this is, where we're like, we're just happy.
That's the thing that's
just,
the sad.
Yeah, we're just happy to see Nick Chubb. We're so happy to see Nick Chubb that we'll just let him just, eh.
These arrogant Ivy League clowns took an organization that when
nothing.
They took over, had everything they needed to win, and they drove it into the side of a mountain. And I got Nick Chubb's the sad state.
No. The sad state is the defense the callers are giving right now. That's the sad state. They're defending Nick Chubb right now, which I understand why. But we can't let Nick Chubb an important third and three plays. Unless you, again, if you just don't care about winning, that's fine. Just tell me you don't care about winning at all, and then the conversation ends.
No. See, this is bull.
Just tell me you don't care
this
about winning,
bull.
And then the conversation
they
ends.
They told you they don't care about winning when they trotted Deshaun out there. When it was more about his contract and fulfilling whatever, blah, 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 blah. They told you. So we can't have it both ways.
So we're fighting fire with fire here is what you're saying. We're fighting bad logic with bad logic.
But if you sacrifice the season to football gods.
You're accusing them of being awful because they don't want to actually try to win, but you're doing the same exact thing.
Yeah, no, because they already lost.
Is the same thing.
They already lost.
You're not trying to win.
It's 2-7.
Tell me
they
you're not trying
you
to
here.
Win.
They put you here with their decisions.
You put yourself with their decisions in corroborating with this.
Did you just try and like Tom Cruise me and like Nicholson?
I hit my thumb on the mic too while doing so.
No.
Did I Tom Cruise you? No.
They sacrificed the season out of ego and everything else and contract and everything that brought that just poisonous 3 years here. So the idea that fans now, the one thing that might make you want to watch games on Sunday is Nicholas Jamal Chubb. He could average 1.2 yards. 0.0. Fat, drunk, right. And stupid. There's no way to go through life. 0.0.
And they know it. I mean, why they restructured his deal and give him the opportunities they're giving him right now makes complete sense.
Yeah.
People like you will be like, that's the reason to watch on Sunday for Nick Chubb.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you're going to polish a turd a week ago by saying, oh, well, we beat the Ravens, everything's different. Don't a week later turn. I'm not saying you're turning on Nick Chubb, but don't a week later be surprised when fans are saying, you know what? Yep, he's struggling, but he's coming off a major injury and giving him every excuse. If one guy in the entire organization has earned every excuse, it's Nick Chubb.
If qualified right now, he'd be dead last in football.
Is he qualified?
No, but he's still dead last in football.
The 5 at 5, next on 92.3 The Fan.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.